Okay, today's lunch for Nishma's Chaim Lutz from Shai Moshe and the Rift Kvash Yisrael is the Yelitz from Nachmar and Moshe. Schuss for Shalem and Chaim Moshe and Malkim and Rachav Asar Malkim and Tchitzum and Fegadina and a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started with Reish Mem Ches yesterday speaking about traveling on a boat, and we were middle of the Akdama that the Mishnah Berurah gives us to this topic. So we went through five different reasons, differing reasons, as to why it would the Mechaber tell is going to tell us that you can't go onto a boat for 3 days prior to Shabbos, prior to Shabbos. And each one of these reasons will have a different effect as to what the law is. And we'll see as we go through this siman, there's different reasons, and the Mechaber and the Ramah, you know, take on different reasons, and therefore certain things are asa to do. So continuing on, so continue on over here in the introduction. So if you remember, it started off with a brisa, that the introduction started off. And the brisa started off that you cannot go onto a boat within 3 days before Shabbos for a dvar shus. For dvar mitzvah, you could go on even during the 3 days, and you make a deal that the boat, the captain is going to stop the boat, and if ultimately the captain doesn't stop the boat, it's not going to be our problem. Now, it's not your problem, and you can move on. So now the Mishnah Berurah continues. But Oisna Paiskin and Al, those Paiskin, the Svir Elohu, that they held the reason that Tamhu Mishum Alacha, either the reason was because you're putting yourself in the position that you potentially are going to have to do Malacha because of a Kuach Nefesh, Oy Mishum Tchumen, or because of Tchumen. So if that's the case, what's the difference if it's within 3 days or if it's after 3 days? If that's the concern, shouldn't it be a problem even if you're before 3 days? So Mishnah Berurah explains this for Mishum, the Shloisha Yomim, Koidim Shabbos, Mikri Kama Shabbos. 3 days before Shabbos is already considered before Shabbos, meaning those 3 days, it's already attached to Shabbos. You have to be concerned not to do anything that will potentially bring you into position that you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. So of course, even prior to 3 days, I can't do anything that's going to for sure put me in a position that I'm going to have to be mechal Shabbos. But during those 3 days, I have an added responsibility. I can't do something that will even be potential to put me into a position that I'm going to likely have to be Chil Shabbos. Okay? So even if it's a possibility of Chil Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos, you have to be concerned about it. Aval koydim shloisha yomim before 3 days, the hay mikra basar Shabbos over, that's connected to the previous Shabbos. L'chol olav asar Shabbos above, asher laflik mem, you don't have to be concerned about the upcoming Shabbos. But oh, of course, if it's for sure going to put you in position, that you can't do. If ultimately you're going to end up in a position that's Pekuach Nefesh, of course you should be Mechal Shabbos for it, because you're not supposed to kill yourself at Shabbos. Shari, Behine. Now the Mishnah tells us, how's the Mechaber going to break this down? Behine. HaMechaber, Af Shenimshach Basif Beis Acha Rif She'atiku Perushai, even though the Mechaber in Sif Beis is going to follow the Rif. Now, if you remember, the Rif has to do with, he said that the concern is Einik Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos, you're not going to be used to the boat, you're going to be nauseous, you're not going to handle the smell of the water. So in Sif Beis, we're going to see that the Mechaber is following this rift, that is the concern. Mikol Makom, Gam Husrir like Poiskim, the Koidim Shleishis Yomim, Shari Afa Makom, Shitzarach Achak, Lovi Lidei Chil Shabbos, Yidei Malacha. He still goes with the other Paiskim, that even if you're going to, the Rif, remember, said that if you're going to be in a position that you might have to be Chal Shabbos, you can't do even before 3 days. And he says the whole reason of the Brisa said 3 days, because there the only concern was Einik Shabbos. But if the concern was Chil Shabbos, he would not, the Brisa would not have allowed it. Now, the Mechaber is interesting. In Sif Beis, he's going to follow the Rif's reason of Einik Shabbos. But at the same time, he doesn't agree with the Rif that prior that's pshat in the brisa, and prior to 3 days, he holds its mutter if it's going to potentially put you in a position you have to be mechal Shabbos. Gemara of Sif Dalet, Na'ayim Mashik Kasav Nisham, as we'll see in Sif Dalet. Ella, the Svirale, the Afi Loyoy Ben Shem Chashash Malachu Tchumen. even if you weren't concerned that there's a possibility of malach and chumin, kigoyin shikula shalayin Yehuda, the kishanasim malachim estoma died today, and Yehuda naisi, he's not going to be doing the work for you. Begami mikoyim sha'amik yoyis mesar tvachim, it's a sure place that's deeper than 10 tvachim, so we don't have a problem of chumin. Many paiskim hold that if it's higher than 10 tfachim, there's no tchum. So he really goes with both reasons, the Mechaber. He's going to go with the reason that 3 days before Shabbos, we're concerned about Chil Shabbos. But even if it's the kind of trip that you don't have the Chil Shabbos concern, and you don't have the concern of tchumen, he's still going to take the Rif's reason of Einik Shabbos. After Navi Levi Bez Hashem is Tiber Shulchan Aruch, and now says the Mishnah Berurah will be able to explain the Shulchan Aruch, but we didn't do the Shulchan Aruch yet. So let's go back to the Mechaber. Let's says the Mechaber Sif Aleph Mutar LaHaflig B'Svina Afilu Be'er Shabbos Imhaylich Levam Mitzvah. So first he says blanket. You're allowed to go out on a boat if you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah. You're allowed to leave even on Erev Shabbos. We'll see the conditions of what does that mean. You can go out on a boat. You make a deal with him that it comes Shabbos, he's going to stop, he's going to drop anchor. The guy doesn't listen to you. It's not your concern. When it comes to Dvar Rishus, you're going on a trip. You're not allowed to go out in a boat. Unless you're leaving before 3 days before Shabbos. Let's pause here before we go to Mishnah Berurah. Let's see before we go to the remote, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. After even though certainly you're leaving Erev Shabbos, you're going to mess up your Einik Shabbos. So when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, says the Mechaber, I'm not worried about Einik Shabbos. Since it's a Letzarech Mitzvah. Now, if you're Isaac B'Mitzvah, you are Pata from a Mitzvah. Now, there are some who hold that it's not that you won't be Mekayim Einik Shabbos a little at all. You still will be able to be Mekayim a little bit Einik Shabbos, but you're going to have a disturbance in your Einik Shabbos. Not that you can't do it at all. Others say, even if you have no Einik Shabbos at all. But loy mebayim asvino lechas b'mekayim shamayim amukam yoysim esar tvachim demutah. Even if you're going in a place that you know the water is deeper than 10 tefachim, remember that we're following that there are shitas that hold that if you are above 10 tefachim, you're flying in an airplane. The problem is when you land and you take off, but you're flying in an airplane, there's no tchum, okay? You're over 10 tefachim. V'ein lachash litzias chutz l'tchum, and even not only in a case where you don't have any concern about going out of the tchum, the kaimalon ein tchum in l'mayla mesar tefachim, we establish that we paskin that there's no tchum over 10 tefachim. Afila ella, even, afila yesh mekayim shamayim mu'otim pachas mesar tefachim, even if along the way there's going to be places that the water is not 10 tvachim deep, gamkein mutter lotzeis be'erev Shabbos v'svina kevin shuder l'dvar mitzvah. He says even the El Yerabba holds that even since it's a dvar mitzvah, the whole tchum is only drabanon, and according to some shitas in the water, even lower than 10 tvachim, there's no tchum problem, and therefore if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, you don't have to be concerned about it. Upoisiki, my kosam aganavram. That is Erev Shabbos. However, to leave on Shabbos, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. You can't say that, right? Part of the deal was, I make a deal with the boat that you're going to stop on Shabbos. If I'm leaving on Shabbos, I can't be making a deal with him that he's stopping on Shabbos. It's a steer in Bay. We'll see shortly a way to go on Shabbos. Those who hold it even on Shabbos and Dvar Mitzvah, you can go out on a boat. The Mechaber says you make a deal with him that on Shabbos he's going to drop anchor. This deal you have to make whether you're leaving Erev Shabbos earlier. Since it's within 3 days. And say for the Shabbos, he has a topic. If he actually lifts, like, what happens? There's no way to make such a deal. Not only that he tells you, not that you tell him make a deal and then he doesn't listen to you. You ask him to make the deal, he says, fly a kite. There's no way I'm doing this. Making that deal is the preferable way. But if you're going for the Dvar Mitzvah, even if he says no, you'd be allowed to leave. 3 days. The Hainabi Yom Revi Shabbos. Oh, sir. On Wednesday, it's us. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's not, according to this Shita, it's not 3 days including Shabbos. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then it's Shabbos. However, that it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday is like considered the fourth 3 days. Okay. We said that for Dvarishus, as long as you're leaving before 3 days, it's okay. Yontav Shabbos Shavim, same thing is if it's Yontav, you have to do 3 days before. Lechem Yontav Sheni, Emafligin, so too on the second day of Yontav, even though today the second day of Yontav is only so because of the Takana from back then, where they didn't know what day was really the day of Yontav, still we treat the second day of Yontav the same as Yontav. Okay? So that is the Mechaber and the Meshubar on that. Says the Ramah. Before 3 days, Shari Afilu Besvina Shamoishkana Isagay Behemoth. So sometimes they had boats that was a narrow river or stream, and the boat was in the center, and on the land, on the two sides of the water, you would have animals, right? There wasn't any flow current. Wasn't rapids. The boats wouldn't move on their own, or at least not fast enough. So instead of having to row, they would have animals on the side of the on the two sides on the land, right, with long strings, and the animal would pull the will pull the boat. Okay, So the Ramah says, we'll see in the Mishabura, what's the chiddush of that? That not only can you go on a regular boat, but even a boat being pulled by animals. Even if there's a possibility that the Yid will have to do malacha, you're allowed to leave if it's less than 3 days before Shabbos. Let's see the Mishavur on this before we continue with Mechaba. Afilu b'svina, we said that's being pulled by animals, right? Saloima. The loy name of the dummy la licha b'karin, the asa lisa b'shabbos, afilu m'yashra karim karim shleishas yamim. There's halacha that if I go ahead and I sit in a wagon that's being pulled by animals, even if I sit down there on Wednesday, right? You're not allowed to go on Shabbos, right? So I would think that the same halacha over here, right? What's the difference between a boat being pulled by animals and a wagon being pulled by animals? If I ain't besief bays by go and see and see and see if bays. The lefi mash and regilim limshech hasvinas behemis b'naharis. I feel a bit tight. So you know, mutal havlik even with an elder. Not a kaim. So you have a shum shar svinas. He picks 3 days before the other boats. The bottom line is what he's going to say over there is that the problem in sitting in a wagon where the animal is pulling it is because we have exera. You might go ahead and rip off a branch in order to whack the animal. Over here, you're sitting on a boat with long strings to the side to the shore. To the dry place, and the animals are not anywhere near you, so you don't have to be concerned that you're going to rip off a branch to hit them, because it's not even possible, because they're nowhere near you. Then the Ramah said, even if there isn't 10 tefachim, I would think it's us because of tchumen, k'mash malon, the light. That if you're going on to the boat, but you're doing it before 3 days before Shabbos, you don't have a problem. That time, the main reason is because you left more than 3 days before. Even if you're going to place that the Yid is going to have to do work, Katam, K'mayshik Sabnil Mal, the Shloishes Yom Kodem Shabbos, Shayachim L'Shabbos Haba, 3 days before is connected to the upcoming Shabbos. B'chalal Olizar, Shloi Lovei, L'Dei Chil Shabbos, you have to be concerned that you shouldn't come to be Michal Shabbos. Yotza B'toich Hazman Hazeh, Harehu Kilim Masna Chal Olvaz HaShabbos, you leave within 3 days, that's like saying, I'm going to be Michal Shabbos. Before that is attached to the previous Shabbos. The came in Shehiflik Behata Ainla Limana Machal Shabbos above. Since I left in the Oifen of Heter, again, this is not the way the Rif learns. The Mechaber mostly is following the first sheet. The Sha'azim Yerulai Sakana, if it's gonna happen, the historically chalum shumpkuch nefesh and kandril sathil, because no difference than if I'm walking down my block and something happens that's pekuch nefesh for someone. I'm allowed to be Michal Shabbos. I don't have to be concerned on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when I'm leaving. I don't have to be concerned that potentially I'll be in a position of Pekuch Nefesh, even if it's more likely in that case. We're going to get more into this as we progress through this siman. Okay, we will stop over here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.